Hello?
Oh, hi, Jeffrey. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Well, I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up regarding your account. It looks like we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
I did have to get a new card. What exactly are y'all doing for me?
So
we
do the placement on Google for Coates Tree Service, and then we also host and manage your website, CoatesTreeServices.co, and then also have you on some of the popular directories and the mobile platform, making sure that your business comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa.
How much y'all charging?
It's just $149 a month.
$1,800 a year.
It sounds like maybe you haven't been on your dashboard to see the results that you're getting, have you?
On my what?
On the dashboard, because this is showing us, Jeffrey, that in the time that you've been with us, let me just see. Okay, so you've been with us for 2 years, and your company has been found on the first search of Google in that time frame 3,139 times, and you've had 835 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you're probably getting a ton of work out of this, and, you know, perhaps you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
I do most of the time when I think about it.
Okay, good, yeah. Because anytime
most of them word of mouth.
Okay. A lot of them
have been Google.
Yeah, they'll say Google, or I looked you up online, or I saw you on the Internet. All of that is as a result of this program. So you only pay like $4 a day, you know, to keep it active. If you look at it like that, it's not a hard pill to swallow, right?
Yeah, $5.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, I say $4 and some change because it's just a little bit shy of $5, but you can round it up to $5. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to.
Okay.
Yeah, so the card we have is the one that ends in 8087. Is that the old card?
No, that's the new card.
The new card. Okay, so this
unless
is...
it's got the same number as the old.
Well, my expiration that I show is 4 of 26. What expiration do you have?
9 of 28.
Okay, maybe that's the problem. So 9 of 28 and the code?
144.
Okay. Now, last the system tried to process it, it said insufficient funds. Do you think the funds are there and it could have just been that we didn't have the correct expiration? Because I
know
they're there. They're there. Okay, so then let me give it another whirl and see if I could get it to go through. 1 second here.
Yeah, I know
okay, it went through this time, so that was the only issue, Jeffrey, was that we needed to update the expiration. I think the bank sent you the same card, but the old expiration wasn't valid, that's why. Okay, so the good news is you're all good to go, so thank you for taking care of that, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Take care now. All right, sure, bye-bye.